News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A new inflation report is out this morning. Consumer prices edged up in December, up 0.3%, fueled by the cost of food and housing. The presidential primary season kicks off in Iowa in 4 days, and there are some new campaign developments. First, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is bowing out of the race.
I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be president of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition.
Christie was overheard saying that Nikki Haley doesn't have a chance against frontrunner Donald Trump. The former president responded to that during a Fox News town hall.
He had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right.
The town hall took place at the same time as the Ron DeSantis-Nikki Haley debate in Des Moines. A Democratic congressman is calling for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to resign after keeping his cancer diagnosis and surgery from the White House. Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania sits on the House Armed Services Committee. He wrote on social media he has lost trust in Austin's leadership due to the lack of transparency. Plenty of winter weather going around this week. The Northeast cleaning up after drenching rains and flooding and fierce winds. This New Jersey apartment building owner says the government does nothing about repeated flooding.
I've owned this building for 40 years. I've been trying to get the county, the state, anyone to come and dredge the river, do something to alleviate this problem. And nothing gets done. I'm told it's hopeless.
Blizzards have hit the Midwest and Northwest, bone-chilling cold on the way. More at townhall.com.
Be thanked for pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway! They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. With the season over for the Las Vegas Raiders, the NFL wasting no time in taking over Allegiant Stadium in order to prepare for Super Bowl 58, which is happening on February 11th. League officials have been in town since Monday, which is also when road closures began in the area around the stadium. Al Davis Way and Allegiant Stadium being the first to close. Partial closures are coming soon, too, and they should include Dean Martin Drive, Polaris, and Hacienda starting sometime next week. To use the football term, it seems like preparations for Super Bowl 58 are now in the red zone. Henderson City officials asking for help in redeveloping the site of the former Fiesta Henderson Hotel Casino. City officials asking developers to submit their vision for the site in hopes of working with the city on a project that would host community and sporting events. Now, the deadline to submit those plans, February 5th, the city possibly awarding a contract in March or April of this year. Henderson bought the 35-acre site back in 2022 for $32 million. They want to build an indoor recreational facility that can also be a destination spot for the city of Henderson. A tight housing market, it helped local home prices increase slightly last year, although 2023 was also the slowest year for sales in at least 10 years. Las Vegas Realtors reporting that the median sales price for an existing single-family home in December, it was $449,900, up nearly 6% from the same time in 2022, but well below the all-time record of $482,000 that was set back in May of 2022. Housing prices, this is the market, it kept the housing prices up last year. Take AM 670 KMZQ wherever you go. You can check out our website, 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Despite the rain and wind, traffic conditions actually look pretty good today. No major delays forming yet up and down the resort corridor. You have one accident to report from earlier on the east side of town of Tropicana and Eastern. Wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise sunny and cold this afternoon. Highs barely getting over the 50-degree mark. It's 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, January 11th. Good to have you with us. We are inching ever closer to the weekend. Very, very excited. And, of course, the beginning of the National Football League playoffs. We'll be talking about that before we are done. But I do want to welcome in our first guest. He is, in fact, we mentioned him the other day. He was on Fox News, and I said we're going to have him on live a little bit later on in the week. And so it is. Tom Homan is joining us. He is the former acting director of ICE. He is a Heritage Foundation visiting fellow, and he joins us now. Tom, thanks for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm going to cut to the chase. For those who listen to this program on a regular basis, I went to our southern border about 6 months ago, and I must tell you, I was shocked by what I saw. I know it's one thing to see it on TV. It's another to actually experience it. I want to ask you, Tom, how safe is our southern border? Is it secure?
Of course it's not secure. I mean, I started the Border Patrol in 1984. I did this job for 34 years. I've worked for six different presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. Every president I've worked for took steps to secure the border, even Clinton and Obama, because they understood you can't have national security if you don't have border security. You got to know what's coming in, who's coming in. Under President Trump, whether you like him or love him or hate him, we had the most secure border in my lifetime under President Trump. It's not just my opinion. The data proves it. CBP data shows that illegal immigration's at a 45-year low. Illegal immigration was down 83 to 90%, depending on what time frame you look at. But Joe Biden's the first president in history of the nation who actually came into office and unsecured a border. Understand that. He came in and got rid of all the policies of the Trump administration, which unsecured the border, which we went from the most secure border to historic numbers. So the border is not secure at all. It's far from it.
I want to ask you the question that Congress has asked Alejandro Mayorkas a number of times, and that is our border secure? And more than that, is he lying when he says, oh, of course it is. Of course it's secure. Is he lying?
Yeah, he's absolutely lying. He's a smart man. And he was a deputy secretary at DHS in 2014, 2015 under Obama. Joe Biden was the vice president then. We had a family surge of thousands of families coming across. How did we stop it? We built facilities to detain them. We made them see a judge. Took about 35 days, and 9 out of 10 lost their case. They said, if you don't qualify for asylum, coming to the country of a better life, unfortunately, doesn't qualify for asylum. Asylum is yet escaping fear and persecution from your home government because of your race, religion, and political affiliation. These people just don't qualify for asylum. So when the 9 out of 10 were ordered removed, we put them on airplanes, we sent them home, and guess what? The numbers on the border tanked. So Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden knows how to deal with this. But they did it before in 2014, 2015. What are they doing now? They're not detaining him. They're not seeing a judge. And ICE can't remove him because the secretary said being in the country illegally on its own is not enough for ICE to go seek an arrest. So they're doing the complete opposite of what they know works in 2014, 2015. So this isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design.
Tell me how this manifests itself in communities that are not, quote, border communities, cities, states, that kind of thing. Tell me how this manifests itself.
Well, look, every state's a border state. I don't say that lightly because, look, I've been down the southwest border a dozen times in the past year. And when I fly out of Rio Grande Valley, when I fly out of Tucson or Phoenix, especially Rio Grande Valley, every time I get on that airplane to get to Rio Grande Valley to Dallas, get my connecting flight to D.C., that plane is more than half full of illegal aliens with their taxpayer-funded free airline ticket to the city of their choice. So, I talked to Border Patrol leadership and CBP leadership. 98% of the people coming across the border in Texas and Arizona are not going to stay in Texas and Arizona. They're going throughout the country. How about the airplanes? I see envelopes. They're going to Minnesota. They're going to Chicago. They're going to New York. They're going to Philadelphia. They're going to Miami. They're going all over the country. And what makes it every state a border state is the fentanyl. Also, the fentanyl we know is making it every town, city, and state in the nation. It's not a coincidence that we have an unsecured border that enough fentanyl has got through that's killed 112,000 Americans. You know, and the terrorism issue, that's going to affect the entire country, every town, city, and state. Look, the Border Patrol's arrested people from 178 countries. Some of these countries responsible for terror. They've arrested just last year 300 southern border. That's where they arrested. We got 1.9 million, just short of 2 million. It'll be 2 million by the end of this month. 2 million gotaways, known gotaways that were captured on video, drone traffic, or sensor traffic. Why did 2 million people choose not to turn themselves in, get released within 24 hours, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get put in a hotel room at taxpayer expense, get 3 squares a day, and get medical coverage? Why did almost 2 million people choose not to take advantage of that giveaway program and pay less? Why are they paying more to the cartels to get away? Why are they paying more to the cartels to get me to New York, get me to Chicago, get me to San Francisco? I don't want to be called. I don't want to be vetted. I don't want to be fingerprinted. Just get me to these places. If that don't scare the hell out of every American, then I don't know what the hell it's going to. Can I tell you what? If you don't think a single one of that 2 million known gotaways that paid more to get away didn't come here to do us harm, then you're ignorant to the data. This is the biggest national security failure I've seen in my career, and it's done on purpose, and that makes every town, city, and state vulnerable.
Again, Tom Homan joining us. He is the former acting director of ICE. When I went to our southern border in McAllen, I met with Border Patrol agents and leadership down there, and I asked the question, how many gotaways are there really? Border Patrol agents told me it's a guesstimate. How many gotaways do you believe are down there or spread out across the country that are gotaways? Not the known gotaways, but the ones we don't know about.
Right. Well, that's a hard number to get, right? Now some chief patrol agents saying they're like, every chief patrol in the southwest border will tell you they've lost operational control of the southern border. One chief patrol even used the term a broken arrow. He said, Tom, we can't contain what's coming across. We're maybe containing 10%. So if they're tracking almost 2 million known gotaways, again, these people are caught on video, drone traffic, sensor traffic, so there is an image. How many unknown gotaways are there? I can tell you that's probably as many unknown gotaways as known gotaways, because here's the reason. If there isn't a Border Patrol agent available to review those videos and drone traffic, then they're not counted. And as of right now, 70 to 90% of agents aren't on patrol anymore. They're not doing this work. They're in facilities and making sandwiches, making baby formula, changing diapers, making hospital runs. 70 to 90%. Matter of fact, the last couple months, there were several sectors on the southwest border where they pulled every single uniform into the facility to process. Not a single uniform was on patrol. So they're not being able to track the gotaways. They're not there to pull the images. Also, there's areas in Texas, the Big Bend National Park, in the Marfa sector. It's very, very desolate, very mountainous region, and there's not a wall there. There's very little technology there. So you can 1,000 people come through the Marfa sector in a day, you wouldn't know it. And I was actually out there last month with Texas DPS flying around and patrolling stuff, and the one station had about 55 guys per shift. When we landed, so we helped the three Border Patrol agents in the situation, I talked to those three Border Patrol agents. 55 people per shift. You know how many people are working that day? Four.
Wow.
Because everybody else is processing. So the unknown gotaways are probably just as much, if not higher, than known gotaways.
The numbers under Donald J. Trump were amazing. The fact that we had Mexico's help was amazing. That was great. I'm curious, though, you mentioned the drug cartels. And the cartels along our southern border who control much of our southern border. I'm just curious, where did the cartels go during the Trump administration, and why were they not heard from?
Because they couldn't move the drugs like they were used to moving. No one celebrated this last election more than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They knew they're back in business. Look, the criminal cartels, people, when you watch these videos on TV and you see these large groups coming across, that's not happening. The criminal cartels, they decide who crosses, where they cross, and when they cross. So when the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed, they'll push a large group of 200 through one area. So whatever's left on the border will seize that opportunity to deal with that humanitarian crisis. Why they do that, the criminal cartels create gaps where there's not an agent within 100 miles. That's when they sex traffic women and children. That's when they move the gang members and the criminals that don't want to be vetted. That's when they're going to remove suspected or people on the terrorist watch list. That's when they moved the fentanyl. On the Trump administration, where illegal immigration was down, like I said earlier, 83 to 90%, which means, think about this now, if illegal immigration was down 90% at a 45-year low, that means just about every uniform is on patrol. Every uniform was securing that border, so there's less gaps for cartels to take advantage of, cartels for hurting. And I'll tell you, and President Trump has already said, if it comes back, it's time to designate the cartels terrorist organization, number one, because they've killed more Americans than any terrorist organization I know of. And two, if Mexico doesn't help, then we need to do it on our own. I mean, Mexico hasn't done a thing about the criminal cartels, and there's reasons why. Because much of the Mexican government, whether people like to hear it or not, is corrupt. I've done this job for 34 years. Much of the Mexican military is corrupt. Much of the Mexican law enforcement is corrupt. Much of the Mexican government's corrupt. Not everybody. I'm sure there's military and law enforcement officers that are there to do the right thing. Problem is, the cartels control most of them. And there's a reason why the cartels have never been taken out by the Mexican government, because they don't want them taken out. They're making too much money for them. And the reason that Mexico's not helping Joe Biden is because they made $69 billion. $69 billion remittance payments last year from illegal aliens here sending money home. So this is a cash cow for these guys. The cartels are paying them. The remittances and billions of dollars are paying for them. Biden just went down there, and then Mexico's government's demanding amnesty for like 10 million people. He's demanding they open up the ports have been shut down because they're overcrowded. He's demanding the train stations be opened up. He's making the demands of the Biden administration because this administration is weak. Under the President Trump, he said, Mexico, you're going to do the Remain in Mexico program. You're going to participate in the Third Safe Country Agreement. You're going to put military on your southern and northern borders to start enforcing your own immigration laws. And if you don't, I'll tariff the hell out of you. I won't pay you a dime. And it worked.
Getting back to the cartels in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, what is it we can do to defeat the cartels? And might it involve deploying our military to our southern border?
To defeat the cartels, first of all, I got to decimate the terrorist organization, because that gives you the ability to attack them all around the world. Look, a couple of the biggest cartels down there, the Sinaloa cartel, they're in 44 countries now. They're like a Fortune 500 company. So we need our intelligence apparatus here in the United States, which is the best in the world. We need our special operators. Would it require military? It requires special ops. The finest of the finest. And we just have to take them out like we did ISIS. And look, and people say, well, that's pretty serious, thing to do, going to another country. Well, look, 112,000 Americans. We went into Iraq and Iran, and we went because a terrorist organization attacked the Twin Towers. Well, guess what? A hell of a lot more people have been killed by fentanyl than were killed at Twin Towers. And Twin Towers was an event that would, it just shocked the world and shocked me. And I never forgot about 9/11. Terrible thing. But a lot of members of Congress forgot about it because not willing to take on the criminal cartels in Mexico. Well, look, our next president is going to, and it's going to take our intelligence. It's going to take the system of Mexico. If they don't help, then we'll do it without them. If we took out ISIS under the last administration, we can certainly take out the criminal cartels. You attack the money, you squeeze them of the money, you shut them down to the banking system, you have our intelligence apparatus track the money, then you send our special ops to destroy them. I'm not over aggressive on this. We got to do something. Thousands of kids are dying every month in this country from fentanyl poisoning. And we also need to hold China accountable, who's providing the precursors to make the fentanyl to the criminal cartels in Mexico. This president, President Biden has not held Mexico accountable for the fentanyl crisis. He has held China responsible for the fentanyl crisis. It's time we take them both on and shut it down.
Tom Homan, you are a true American patriot. Thank you so much for all you've done and all you will continue to do. By the way, is it safe to say that if Donald J. Trump wins back the White House, will you have some role in what goes on?
Trump's back, I'm back. I'm back, guaranteed.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Tom Homan, thank you so much. Keep fighting that good fight. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, Tom Homan, Heritage Foundation Visiting Fellow. Check out the very latest at heritagefoundation.org. This is a big deal. And Tom Homan has been on the front lines fighting these battles along our southern border. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the aftermath of both the Trump town hall in Iowa and the debate that happened last night between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronqforyou.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Biden administration continues to try and backpedal and walk back what happened with the Lloyd Austin fiasco. In fact, let's go to cut four real quick. We'll see if we can squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour break. And simply put, James Comer, who is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, you normally think of him in terms of Hunter Biden, but in this particular case, oversight of the Department of Defense, this was James Comer's reaction to the Lloyd Austin fiasco. This is cut four, go.
House Republicans are pushing ahead in their investigation into Biden family business dealings. The House Oversight Committee just wrapped a closed-door deposition with Hunter Biden's art dealer, George Burge. The committee also released a resolution to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress after he defied a congressional subpoena last month. Let's bring in the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. If I could, Chairman, let me get to Hunter Biden in just a second, but let me ask you, first of all, this business with Lloyd Austin and this memorandum to the cabinet secretaries that the White House chief of staff just set out to say, oh, we're running a review of the protocols when somebody's unable to do their job as a cabinet secretary. What do you make of all of this?
I'm not surprised. But again, this is another example of the questions that Republicans have for this administration. Who exactly is in charge? The Secretary of Defense clearly didn't think he was responsible to tell the president. What other decisions is the Secretary of Defense making without getting advice or counsel from the president? The president's the commander-in-chief. And this is just another example of the concern that we have that Joe Biden's not the one calling the shots. And to send an email out saying, okay, from now on, and the only reason they're doing this is because the press is breathing down their necks. Even the liberal media is offended by this. They're saying, okay, from now on, if anybody's going to be gone, we need to know. We're talking about people that are in line of presidential succession here, and no one knows their whereabouts or their current state of health.
James Comer, and he is as mystified as the rest of us are relative to the competence of this Biden administration. It is gross incompetence, what we've seen so far. It is amateur hour. That's what we've seen so far. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Take a quick break. We'll come back with more as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the Golden.